Now we're going to hear from Larry Shook on UI Labs.
Chairman Kennedy, President Easter, Board of Trustees, it's my pleasure to stand before you. This is just over a year ago that I stood here and asked and presented a new vision about UI Labs and asked your support in launching this new concept. You may remember that we justified UI Labs as a vehicle for the University of Illinois to continue its global leadership, to address growing expectations to serve and support our communities, economic development efforts, and to nimbly and aggressively build public-private partnerships. The UI Labs vision was to create an ecosystem supporting new innovative partnerships while preserving the academy, thus ensuring that we could move forward with academic freedom while supporting a 21st century land grant mission. Embedded in the ecosystem was to provide educational experiences, engaging international thought leaders, addressing workforce development, and creating new models for technological transfer, not just patents, but core competencies to our workers and businesses. As you may have all learned, our first realization for the UI Labs was announced last week by President Obama to lead the development of the National Center for Digital Manufacturing. I believe a true validation of our model to build an innovative and sustainable ecosystem. From an announcement on July 5th to a pre-proposal due mid-August to a final submission in mid-October, barely 100 days, the team led by Bill King, a professor in the College of Engineering here at UIC, and Carolyn Nowinski in the Office of Vice President for Research, they were able to move nimbly and aggressively. Carolyn's here today. I'd like your, thank you. And Bill's already in Washington, D.C. working, so we're happy he's their representative. In that 100 days, the team was able to secure over $100 million in cash match, embrace 40 corporations to join our efforts, 300 small and medium companies, and 30 universities with six of the top 20 colleges of engineering in the country. I think an amazing task in yet 100 days. Together with a singular purpose of transforming America's manufacturing sector. As a handout that I've provided you at each of the tables is an illustration that I've taken from there that shows the tremendous effort that went into developing a digital network here in Illinois. As my wife reminded me, what are you going to say if you don't win? And I said, you know, I learned a long time ago, what's Plan B? And Plan B was to ensure that Illinois was well represented in any national digital center. I'd like to recognize Joy Mack, if you can, who put together this incredible network across the state, again, within 100 days. I'm sure you'll recall earlier concerns regarding the UI Labs as being potentially Chicago-centric. I hope you can see that our efforts have captured the diverse partners across the state in our initiative. And inside the brochure, you'll see, is a and we have extra ones for press, and is a list of all the partners across the state that includes our corporate partners, the other state universities, over 20 community colleges, civic and government, and other locations. I think you can see that we have embraced, I think, all corners of the state, and I think it also represents the built-up passion for creating a strong and vibrant manufacturing sector here in the state of Illinois. Another early challenge was the questions about where this would be, how big it would be, and where was the money going to come from. One of the challenges, as we mentioned in the historic perspectives that I shared with you last year, was the envisioning of an experiment station, a hub, that would be the place where people came and were trained that could go back into their communities and exchange that information. Much like the experiment station in the 21st century, the hub of Illinois, of the digital manufacturing, will now become the hub for the United States of America. This is, I want to remind people, this is not about just the Midwest. This is the National Center for Digital Manufacturing. So Dick Messenger from our office, I think Dick, you were, yep. was given the daunting task of trying to find space when we didn't have any idea how much money we had or how much space we needed or what we needed to use it for. And I can assure you that Dick's been in every community, in every property and real estate office in Chicago. We had no idea. But I think at the end, we were able, through Dick's leadership, to find an empty warehouse in Goose Island that provides a great venue for bringing and growing as if you will, an empty canvas to grow our thing. And I think all the leaders in the community have cited the outstanding effort to bring that to fruition. So let me close by saying, I think for all of us that's been involved, this has been a very humbling experience. As you can imagine, there are many hands on deck, nights and evenings, from our team in the office and across all the campuses. And I want to personally thank the Vice Chancellors for Research in Chicago and Peter Schiffer here in Champaign for really providing incredible support as we did this. It was clear that the Illinois spirit of dedication and commitment was in full display. As President Easter stated in our special board meeting, there are predictions that during this century, there will be the emergence of only 10 global cities and 100 universities. I think clearly we have demonstrated our ability to continue to be one of those elite cities, regions, and universities in the world. This is what we imagine to be one of the first of many such endeavors and achievements. We have a great foundation which to build upon. Our legacy of transformative leaders is on the world stage again. I also believe that we have demonstrated that the state's investments in recruiting the best and brightest faculty, providing resources such as Blue Water, were imperative to permit us to continue to lead the nation. As for no boundaries, I think I would be remiss to say to this board, thank you on behalf of all the faculty, staff, and students for believing in our ability to lead the nation and giving us this opportunity to compete at the highest level. Thank you very much.
What's next?
You're going to have to wait and see, sir.
Okay.
Let me just say that on behalf of, I also should be remiss if I didn't again acknowledge and echo the President's comments about the tremendous support that we got from bipartisan support from Senators Durbin and Kirk and the Illinois delegation. And I also want to acknowledge that the business community and the governor and the mayor's office, but Cappy Lang and particularly John Pyatt in the government relations office just did a tremendous job of not just keeping us organized, but I think John played an incredible role in launching the whole government relations program for the 30 states, and it was a remarkable job, and I think all of you should be very proud of the Illinois family on this one.
All right, thank you. Thank you for your incredible leadership.